Episode 13. Celia and Willie are in Congress Park. It's the 4th of July, and it's just getting dark. If you're wearing headphones or earbuds, you'll hear the fireworks exploding right over your head.
Now, you want to see some fireworks?
What's that supposed to mean?
Fireworks. There's fireworks tonight.
Yeah? Where?
Up there, above your head.
Where?
Right
where?
Up.
Oh.
There.
Oh! Ah. I love fireworks! Oh!
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 Oh! Man.
It was dark when we got back to my place. This time I had locked the house. There wasn't a black sedan waiting around the corner, so I figured it was safe. Sitting at the kitchen table was a small man with slicked-backed hair and a face like a weasel.
It's about time you two birds came back to roost.
In front of him were two empty cottage cheese containers, large curd. Leaning against the refrigerator was a second man. He was slightly larger than my refrigerator.
You Jake Jr.?
What?
Jake LaMotta Jr.
I figured you had a sense of humor.
Yeah, the boss got a real kick out of it, didn't he, Crusher? You and the angel take a seat.
Yeah. Sure.
You answer one question. Where's Shades?
I don't know.
Crusher, did he give the right answer? Crusher says no.
I honestly don't know.
What about you?
Shades is my uncle.
So?
He said he was going to Chicago to see Uncle Boots.
Uncle Boots?
That's what everyone calls him.
What is he, Shoeshine Boy?
That's right.
How can we help?
How can we help?
Give me the brother's number.
I don't know it.
What's his real name?
Clarence Williams. Why did you break his phonograph record? You didn't have to do that.
Your uncle has caused the boss great grief.
How much does he owe?
What does he owe?
Money! What do you think?
How much to pay it all?
$20,000. You got it?
No.
What about you?
Are you kidding?
Look, you seem like decent citizens. Crush, what do you say we give one of them a break? Eeny, meeny, miny, yuck!
Crusher grabbed Celia's wrist and made like he was going to snap it in half.
Oh!
Where is he?
I told you the truth.
I told you the truth. Chicago, that's all I know.
The weasel looked at me and smiled, then nodded to Crusher. Crusher bent her wrist back.
Oh.
Stop it. We'd tell you if we knew.
The weasel nodded and Crusher let her go.
I'm leaving you a number. Next time Shades calls, you get an address, then you call me. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Job. How's your wrist?
He didn't hurt me.
He didn't?
When the Crusher grabbed me, his eyes said, pretend. And the more he pretended to bend my wrist, the more I pretended to yell.
Maybe you better get out of town.
No. This isn't your fault.
It's not yours either.
Were they the ones who blew up Luke?
They're capable.
They wouldn't do that to Shades.
I think I should take out a loan and pay off Shades' debt.
He's not coming back to Saratoga.
Does he want to?
It's his home.
What about the fat cats?
What's he talking about?
The cats.
Are they all back?
They were.
I'm going to check on them. One of the rhinestones in Tweety Bird's collar came out in my... Willie, there's something in here.
Where?
Inside the stone.
Let's see it.
Do you have a magnifying glass?
I used to. See if I can find it.
I think it's a map.
Remember when Luke was soused? Remember what he said about his island? He said, I'm Luke John Silver and this is my treasure island.
I found it. Did you hear Short Top?
Loud and clear.
Here.
It looked like a tiny treasure map.
Is this his island?
Yeah, that's it.
And the X, what's that?
Must be buried treasure.
15 paces due north.
Hmm.
Do people live on the island?
Someone bought it.
Are they living there now?
For the summer, yeah.
But now, October.
I don't know.
Can you find the X?
You mean, is it painted on the ground?
No.
What's it say? 15 paces due north from Big Whitey?
Well, what's Big Whitey?
I don't know. When do you want to go?
Now.
We'll need a boat, a couple of shovels, flashlights.
Rick's got a kayak. It'll fit too.
How'd you know that?
He wanted to take me kayaking.
Good old Rick.
Are you going to tell him about the map?
No.
We had no problem borrowing Rick's kayak because Rick wasn't around. We drove out to the old Fort Miller Cemetery. I tossed the two shovels on the ground and was about to pull the kayak out of the pickup.
Really?
What?
There's a man standing out there among the tombstones.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hi. How you doing?
Are you grave robbers?
Set?
He means the shovels. Now we're looking for buried treasure.
Celia.
Around here, all you're going to dig up is bones.
We met before.
Oh, I remember you.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Where's your dog?
Got hit by a car.
Oh, that's too bad.
Had to put him down.
Rufus?
Yeah, you remember?
Yeah. He was a good dog.
Yeah, he was.
This is Celia.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Who owns Luke's Island?
Some people from New Jersey.
They around?
On weekends.
You remember Shades the gardener?
Yeah, sure.
Well, Celia's his niece.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
There were a couple of plants out there Luke gave to Shades, but Shades was never able to get back to dig them up.
They're sons of bitches.
People who own the island?
When they drive by, they look right at you like you don't exist. Mm. They're the ones who hit Rufus. They said he crossed the road in front of them. They were driving with their heads up their asses and ran over him.
Fat cats.
Fat cats.
Yeah, that's it. That's them. I don't know of anyone who lives on this river that likes them. Take whatever you want, dig up the whole damn island, no one's going to say anything.
Thanks.
If you find any buried treasure, keep it.
Better get himself another dog.
Really?
Yeah?
It's getting dark.
It's okay. I know where the falls are.
The falls?
Never mind.